So a few years ago, I sat down with my colleagues, John Cole and Rosh Natwari. John's an ag engineer, Roshna's an ag economist. And we started talking renewable energy. We were interested in it. We come from environmental backgrounds, but our students had no clue what it was. And why it was even important. So we started having these conversations about it, and ultimately we came up with this mobile energy classroom. So everybody in here knows that STEM education is important. The U.S. Department of Education continues to tell us that our educational system is lagging behind the needs of our workforce economy. So the skills required are still needing to be developed. From a renewable energy perspective, the Department of Energy has told us that we have the capabilities to be a society that gets its electricity from mostly renewables by 2025. That's just around the corner. And if we get there, we have side benefits, not just using that renewable energy, but we can reduce carbon emissions and we can reduce water use. So there's benefit in moving in this renewable direction. We as colleagues saw this need, saw the benefit, saw are looking at the future of renewables and thinking about it from an education perspective. And this need for growth in renewable energy is not being met educationally. And so there's need for growth there. John's a relatively new faculty member in our department, and he has a renewable energy class that he teaches, and he needed some hands-on activities for that class. So we're looking from that perspective. For 10, 15 years, the Department of Energy has said, for us in West Tennessee, you've got this potential. We're a corn and soybean area, so biofuels are potentially big. There's geothermal potential, and a lot of individuals have gone to using geothermal heat pumps in the region. And then we're not Florida, but we have a potential for solar technologies as well. So the potential is there, but Tennessee just lags in an understanding of what that potential is and what we can do with that potential. And in our conversations, I had a vision for a classroom that was wired that we could walk in and the students could see the energy consumption for their activities. But John had this vision of putting it on wheels and taking it out. And so we submitted a capacity building grant through USDA NEPA for non-land grant ag colleges. And the second go around, we got it. So we began building the energy classroom, the mobile energy classroom. And we had three goals with this mobile energy classroom. We wanted to tell people what energy was, how it's typically produced and delivered. We wanted to then talk about energy conservation and how you go about doing that. And then finally, we covered the topic of what forms of renewable energy are available and how do they work. And as we've taken this on the road, I have to add economics in there because that's what people ask you. How much will it cost? So we got the grant in May of 2016. We built the trailer over the summer of 2016. I say we, John did most of the building. And we took it on the road in September of 2016. That was its inaugural trip out into the world. In its initial conformation, we'd just pull up and then pull everything out of it. You see items sitting around. John's there setting up a television that runs video clips about education. So these were the components that we started with. These were kind of identified as the minimum requirements that we should have in there and be talking about. It is solar powered. There are four solar panels on the roof, and they run anything electronically that we have in the trailer, so we can set it up in the middle of nowhere. The batteries are good, so we can set it up in the middle of nowhere on a cloudy day and still have things work. We have wind turbines, conventional energy displays. In the picture, you can't see, but in the picture here, we have a demonstration of different kinds of light bulbs. And we have watt meters on them so they people can see the power drawn and stuff. Biodiesel, bioenergy, hydroelectric, which is big in Tennessee. They don't call it TVA for nothing. Geothermal, just a variety of demonstrations that we can interact with people with. So there it is again. That was our inaugural outing. We had a traffic come by, but we put cookies in the solar oven, and that got more people to drop by and talk to us. That being open and bringing everything out works really well on a nice sunny day. When we took it out for Earth Day this past spring, it was cold, it was rainy, and so that format leaves a little bit to desire. So over the summer, we developed it into a walkthrough system. So we still bring stuff out when it's closed up and traveling. It's packed with all sorts of things. But it's set up now where it tells the story. So if you walk in this end of it, you learn about how energy is produced. We have a little Pelton wheel set up here that the kids can play with and turn the lights on. We've got coal to show where some of our energy comes from. Then the posters direct you with information about energy conservation. And finally, in the front, before you walk out, there's information about renewables. Some of the things that we're getting out of it. First and foremost, we're getting a lot of students involved with taking it out to schools. These students took it both out to one of our local state parks for an energy day out there and then to a couple schools in the region. So they're getting experience. We're doing some data collection. We have a survey from people that to share with people about knowledge gained from the experience. We're counting interactions. To date, we've had more than 3,100 people come through the trailer and interact with us. We've developed partnerships. Some of those were part of the initial grant from NEFA. Locally, we have Discovery Park of America and the Tennessee Soybean Festival, where we took it out on the road. I've been involved for a number of years with the Tennessee Renewable Energy and Economic Development Council. This is a group of businesses in the renewable field, and then political leaders, county mayors, city mayors, communities. And through them, I've made connections with schools, and we're spreading out. We were recently contacted by the West Tennessee Solar Farm, which is a new operation in our part of the world, and they've asked us to help them with program development. When I go and talk to people, I give them a wish list, or I post a wish list. The benefit of that is I've knocked off a lot of things on that wish list. I recently picked up 4 iPads from a donor. Those iPads then can be used for our surveys, but people are asking us, what would it cost me to get solar panels? How can I conserve energy? And so we now have the capability with the iPads and a mobile hotspot to access that information readily. So you can find us at www.utm.edu/energy. We're a work in progress, and we're STEM on the road. I'd be glad to answer any questions if we have time.
Yep, we have plenty of time.
Okay.
A couple minutes for questions if you guys have it.
Yeah.
How did you develop the initial curriculum that you would be presenting in the classroom, or those particular demonstrations?
We had some ideas of things that worked. We knew that we wanted standards like solar panels and wind turbines and a Pelton wheel to show how water energy is developed. We have looked at the STEM guidelines for different curricula, but really what's out there in the state of Tennessee for renewable energy is limited. It's just based on energy generation. It was mostly just our own ideas.
Okay.